The next patient is Jerome Matthews. The last name is M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. First name, Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E. 70-year-old African-American male that is seen in the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The kidney function has remained stable. The latest laboratory workup was dated November the 29th of 2023. And shows a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 19, and an estimated GFR that is 66 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 80 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. Number two, the patient has iatrogenic hypoparathyroidism. He continues with a combination of calcium 600 two times a day and the administration of calcitriol 0.5 milligrams on a daily basis. This time, the serum calcium is 8.8. We are going to check the PTH again during the last the next visit. It has been in the it has been always in the low side, 8.3, because of the parathyroidectomy that was done when the patient had surgery of the thyroid. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, that is followed by endocrinology. We notice that there is a tendency for the TSH to be in the low side. The patient is taking 150 micrograms of levothyroxine. If persistently low TSH, we are going to adjust the medication, period. Following number, the patient has a history of prostatic cancer that has been treated with the administration of Eligard, E-L-I-G-A-R-D, 22.5 milligrams every 3 months. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is getting under control. The hemoglobin A1C went down to 8.5%, and that was in November of 2023, and he says that the blood pressure, the blood sugar readings are much better. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes. Revaluation in 4 months with lab.